The region's health unit is urging more caution as COVID-19 cases increase in Simcoe Muskoka. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has escalated its community risk rating from moderate to high, based on a week-over-week assessment of indicators like case counts, hospitalizations, and capacity of local hospitals. During the week of November 27 to December 3, there were 221 COVID cases confirmed in the region, which is up by 64 cases from the week of November 20 to 26. There have been 113 cases confirmed this week so far, but reporting is deleted. The latest update, which includes information collected by the health unit since December 1, shows 227 more cases confirmed, 47 people in the hospital with COVID-19 and 6 more deaths. Of the last 20 deaths reported, 14 were seniors at least 70 years old. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit notes the rate of death is 5 times higher among unvaccinated or partially vaccinated adults aged 60 years or older than it is for those with at least one booster dose. There were 41 deaths reported in October, 33 in November, and 2 so far in December. Of the 652 deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 542 were COVID-19 related, 100 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 10 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. By hospitalization date, there were 16 COVID patients admitted during the week of November 27 to December 3 and 19 admitted during the week of November 20 to 26. There are 10 active outbreaks in the region, including 7 at institutional settings like hospitals or long-term care homes, and 3 at congregate settings like group homes and shelters. This is a decrease from 24 outbreaks on November 17. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 54,294 cases of COVID-19, with 53,286 of those cases recovered and 652 cases ending in death. About 25% of Simcoe Muskoka residents aged 12 or older are fully vaccinated and have had a booster dose within the last 6 months. Another 31% is fully vaccinated and has had a booster dose more than 6 months ago, and more than 31% of the population has had the primary series without booster doses. 11% of the population aged 12 and above is unvaccinated. Wastewater monitoring in Barrie shows a decrease in COVID virus DNA in those communities. Monitoring in Orillia, Penetanguishene, Midland, Bracebridge and Collingwood show COVID-19 virus DNA is present in each of the communities, but there's been no increase or decrease noted in the last week. Anyone who has not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination or booster doses is encouraged to do so as soon as they are eligible. Information about eligibility and clinic locations is available at smdhu.org/getvaccinated. The health unit is advising people use layers of protection for themselves and those around them. This can include wearing a mask and not visiting crowded spaces. But those measures are voluntary. As always, the health unit strongly urges people not to leave home if they are sick and experiencing symptoms of illness.